There was another precisely similar ghetto of jails on the south side of the Thames, in that area that then technically beyond London was the borough of Southwark. Another small huddle of grim, high-walled mansion houses of punishment and restraint, the Clink, the Marshalsea, the Bedlam Prison Hospital, and formidable in appearance and reputation, just like its sister establishment back up at number 9, the infamous, barracks-like monstrosity of the Prison of the King's Bench. The King's Bench, the nearby Marshalsea and the Fleet, were different from most London prisons, however. They were very old, for a start, and they were privately run, according to a set of very strange rituals. They had been instituted for a sole purpose, the holding, for as long as necessary, of men and women who could not, or would not, pay their bills. These three institutions were debtors' prisons, and the reason that crowds formed around their entrances each sunrise is that, every morning just after dawn, it was the policy of their wardens to free those inmates who had discharged their obligations. Of the three, the Fleet had the most intriguing entranceway. On either side of the gate was a caged window, and above it the motto, "Remember the poor debtors, having no allowance." Through the grate could be seen a small and gloomy chamber, with nothing inside except a wooden bench. A doorway beyond, locked and barred from the outside, gave access to the main cell block. Each day, a new, impoverished prisoner would be pushed out into the